Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now, do you think corporate merchandises have become better over the years? And it's not just like, I don't know, a mug with a company logo on it or a notebook, perhaps?
Oh, if I'm honest, I think it depends on the company. So, you know, sometimes people give you quite kind of useful things.
Yeah.
You know, like a case for your phone or something like that.
Yeah, people want useful things these days. Well, the task of procuring corporate merchandise, well, it's not easy. Just listen to the both of us, right? There's a lot in the details, you know, manually sourcing for suppliers, contacting various companies, trying to get quotes and all that.
Yeah, and you end up with poor product quality, lack of price transparency and inconvenience that stems from the slow turnaround. The corporate world is frustrated with the traditional players that operate in the corporate merchandise segment.
Well, perhaps these guys, Boxeroo, can make a difference. This is an online platform and they want to disrupt the $23 billion US dollar global promotional products industry by simply changing how companies can procure their corporate merchandise.
Yeah, Boxeroo is essentially a one-stop shop for all company swag and corporate merchandising needs, and it carries a wide range of products from apparel, office goods, tech accessories, drinkware, bags, as well as preset boxes like a work-from-home box, new hire box, a client appreciation box.
Okay, and you know what? They started this company last year during the pandemic.
Wow. So how are they different, I'm wondering?
Well, let's find out from Robert Rajeswaran, who is the co-founder of Boxeroo. Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. So you guys launched August 2020 during the pandemic. You got to walk us through, man. What was the thinking? How did this come about?
Yeah, I mean, my co-founder and I, we're doing a lot of consulting work for brands. And we both come from a tech background. So we've always been at the buying end of that line. But I moved to Singapore to really explore the kind of the supply model and to look at the opportunities here. And then we went into a lockdown. I got stuck here in Singapore and couldn't go back to the UK. So we started doing a lot of speaking to some of our customers here. A lot of the companies that we want to speak to, try and get feedback of what the situation here. And we realized the supplier model for merchandise and promotional gifts, it hasn't changed for the last 30 years. But the customer has and the customer's need has. You know, the buyer these days are looking for a lot more focus on quality. They're a lot more savvy and they're more heavily influenced by brand and design. And they want a lot more than just printing logos, as you said. So we wanted to see whether we could solve this problem. So we built a site where people can go, upload their logo, look at previews, and click and order merchandise, you know, and have them ready within 2 weeks. So that was the idea. We launched our sales campaigns, and it started rolling in. Now we work with a lot of, like, big tech companies and MNCs in the region. And we're really starting to make impact on how corporate merchandise is perceived. It doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be just a logo. And, you know, it doesn't have to be things that people receive and throw away. It could be a very powerful employee engagement tool. It could be a very powerful marketing tool. It could also be a very powerful PR tool too.
I was going to say a very powerful tool with the breakfast huddle is food, but that's something for a different day. look, before we get into some of the sort of items and some of the options that you've come up with, Robert, yeah. I wanted to get a little bit more context. So I've lived in New York and London and Hong Kong, and now I'm in Singapore. I have to admit that I have never been flooded with more corporate merchandise anywhere in the world than I have here in Singapore. I was quite curious about how markets around the world are quite different when it comes to corporate merchandise. And why is it actually so important?
Yeah, so the Singapore market is quite an interesting one, right? And the reason for that is because Singapore is the hub for a lot of the large organizations around. It's usually the APAC hub. So there is a huge kind of potential here for people who buy merchandise from Singapore and then distribute to different parts of the world. So we take care of storage and shipping. So we work with a lot of the APAC teams here. And the importance for that, and more than ever, is because more and more people are now working from home, and we're going into, you know, some companies are going into a very hybrid home office model. Now, a lot of companies are hiring virtually, so these employees have never been to the office or met anyone else from that company. So it's always important from a culture point of view also to say, hey, welcome to the team. This is our core values. This, here's some merchandise that will, you know, potentially make you feel part of the company. So these are things you can constantly, you know, help employees remind themselves they're part of a team and there's a bigger picture that they're working towards. And also, I think from a company's point of view, it's, you can use company merchandise to really drive your, like, to educate your new employees or current employees on the core values and what you're driving towards as well. So I feel it's a great time for merchandise, but I feel like companies should use merchandise in the right way, merchandise which are sustainable, merchandise which is useful, and merchandise that people will be proud to take outside of their home and offices.
You know, there are a lot of companies, Robert, that have ordered these merchandise in bulk, and, you know, they still hang on to them to give them as a welcome package for new employees.
Yeah.
And there are quite a lot of companies like that. I mean, how do you convince these guys to get on board with your vision here? And on the back of that, could you share some clients that you already have?
Yep. So I think one of the things we were very adamant from the beginning when we start building this is to allow companies to make it super, super easy for companies to, you know, create, store, and ship merchandise. So we do the whole shipping process for them. So if they already have merchandise they've got in bulk or that they order from us, we help them ship them directly to their employees or to other offices. And some of the clients that we work in this part of the world, we work with Salesforce, which is one of our largest clients. We recently did a project with Enterprise Singapore. Food Panda is probably one of our favorite clients because we do a lot of cool stuff with them. And then the usual, like, we do a lot of stuff with Google, LinkedIn's one of the official suppliers of LinkedIn and Twitter. So generally a lot of the large tech companies, but we also do a lot of banks too. So we've done projects with the likes of Maybank and some of the fintech too.
Wow. Robert, you have just reeled off some very blue chip names. And yet, apparently, Boxeroo has no intention of getting funding for the short term. And all your initial capital apparently came from your own pockets. How are you managing this? And with all these blue chip clients, I mean, surely the growth potential is huge.
Yes, absolutely. I think we bootstrapped from day one, you know, really building it out and focusing more. I think looking at this, it's a very traditional market, but we're adding our own bits to make it a lot more fun for people. And also the cool thing about this market is the cash generating business from day one, right? So when we, you know, sell merchandise and produce merchandise for businesses, we're getting paid straight away from in the beginning. So what that allows us to do is to have a very healthy cash flow. So we're not really looking for funding right now. However, I think we want to do a lot of cool stuff in terms of integrations into maybe HR platforms or into CRM platforms or other cool. When we look at those and look at expansion, that's when we'll probably raise capital to do that. But at the moment, we're pretty much a healthy profit-making business that we can continue to grow.
I think if you're listening now, you're probably wondering, so what kind of corporate merchandise does Boxeroo provide? Robert, could you run us through the list and perhaps at the same time highlight some of the price points if someone wanted to purchase from Boxeroo?
Yep, absolutely. So we do all our box standard stuff from hoodies, pen, notebook, all the usual stuff. But we also do a bunch of really, really unique things too.
Okay.
We also have a unique consultation set. So a lot, you know, some of the unique stuff we've done is things like seed paper, for example, which is huge on the sustainability part for many companies, which allows you to, you know, leave a message on a handmade seed paper. You can then, you know, soak that in water and then plant it overnight and it will start to sprout. So those are things we've done. We've done a bunch of things like Lego, for example.
Oh.
We've done things like organic tea, which comes with company branded. We've made like handmade chocolates for company, like, you know, handmade chocolates with the company logo as well. So it's a bunch of cool things we do on top of our box standard. But the real value add is from our storage and shipping service, which is so useful to companies right now.
Okay, Robert, I want to test you. Sorry, itchy mouth. Say, let's do some case study. Say, right now, if you had to consult for Money FM And yeah. based on your product list, recommend some kind of a package. What would you recommend off the top of your head?
Ooh.
Good question. So generally...
Hey,
I think the first thing we'll do is we'll have a chat with you to find out why you're doing merchandise and okay. who you're doing merchandise for. And based on that profile, we'll look at what this person does during throughout the day. And then we'll figure out where we can plug these merchandise in.
Oh, so,
for example,
okay.
if you're looking to send out... hey, a big one would be you're trying to get like sponsorships on board or companies on board.
Sounds
and you
good.
Want to send some cool stuff, right? Mm. So what we'll do is we'll figure out who this person is in that company who does your sponsorship or holds money. And we want to send them some unique things that will get them excited. For Money FM, maybe some like microphone related things with your branding on it that they can use, or even a foam microphone they can use and take photos with. So there's a bunch of like really like cool things you can come up with, which is related to your own business,
right.
And that works around your brand. I think that's where we really add value.
Experiential sort
yeah.
of thing, right?
Yeah,
ah.
I like it.
Well,
I like
done,
it.
Man.
Hey, put me in touch with your swag person, lady.
No, she's turning off a radio and running away, giving her extra work.
So that's interesting because you were just walking through, you know, how it might work in practice.
Hmm.
What do people do if they want to place an order with Boxery? I mean, you've already just outlined that there's sort of a process that you have to go through and you kind of make a profile of your clients. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So generally, there's a self-serve platform on our site that you can go place, like choose products, design it and order yourself. But some of the larger clients or the more unique projects that we work on, we have a very one-to-one approach. So someone will, you know, the person will jump on a call with me to do a discovery call to find out more about why they're doing swag, who they're doing it for, the quantities, the timeline, and what they're trying to achieve, which is so important to us. And then based on that, we'll come back on ideas, on different products, different... or if they're really set on a certain product and they want us to go out there and source it, we'll go to any part of the world and source that for them. And then once that's decided, we will have artwork, which they'll send over to us, create mock-ups. Once those mock-ups and artwork is confirmed, it takes about generally minimum of like 14 business days to have that produced and delivered.
Okay, I'm super excited to ask the next question. I was just curious. Okay, so you talked about, you know, go to the ends of the earth to try and source something.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to know, how far have you gone, or what has been the most adventurous you've had to be to source something for a company? Could you give us an example or a memory? And then which is the one that has stood out most for you in terms of a request?
Yeah, hey, we do a bunch of cool stuff. And for me, it's super exciting when I speak to clients and they ask me something that doesn't exist. So it really, like, that's what takes me, like, every day to keep me going. I think one of the coolest things we've done is, it's for a company that I can't really mention, but we've done celebrity shout-out. So this company said, hey, we're doing this, like, huge sales launch, and then we're having a competition for the salespeople. At the end of it, we want the winners to receive a message from a celebrity saying, hey, well done, smashing your targets this month. It's just a video message. And that was super unique because we really had to hunt down who the celebrity was and try and find the manager to try and convince them to do a message. And that was a really unique one we've done. And then also like the custom chocolates with a printed logo, that was quite an interesting one as well because we had to go through multiple suppliers and distributors to get that done.
Who was the celebrity, man?
Unfortunately, I won't be able to.
Are we talking Hollywood level here?
This was more from the USC, so it was one of the judges on the US competition. So that was quite interesting.
Wow! Don't worry, in future, Elliot Danker is available.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, you're going to get lines of people, floods of people want that celebrity. Congratulations message. Yeah, just put it out there, Elliot, put it out there. That's really intriguing. That is so fun. I think what was really interesting there was how you talked about how this keeps you going. As a co-founder, as someone who obviously is running a business like this, you know, I am curious about that. How do you keep on rising to the challenge? Because it sounds like you guys are growing quite substantially.
So I think it's really looking at where we want to be We're in a very, very traditional business, and we're really disrupting. So one thing that gives me so much satisfaction is when, like, we send out our merchandise and the customers are posting about it, and they send us feedback on, like, how much time, energy that we've, like, saved them, and how much difference we made in terms of, like, you know, not only for the people ordering, but also for the people who are receiving it, and how useful it's been and how good the quality's been. So when the feedback is one of my biggest, like, biggest drivers. Secondly is the fun projects we work on. Some of the unique projects that we work on, every single one's different and the requirements are different. And you're working with a bunch of, like, very different people in these organizations as well. So that fun aspect really keeps me going. And also, like, you know, being based in Singapore on an island, we've got access to a lot of resources and people that we can really use this to grow as a huge APAC and potentially a global business too.
I think it's fantastic. Robert essentially is like Santa Claus, just happy giving people. It's an experience.
I think it's great.
We've been speaking with Robert Rajeswaran, who is the co-founder of Boxeroo. Robert, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
No, thank you for having me.
Money FM 89.3.